Okay, this is Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Tumim. It's on, as we've been discussing, a lot of halachas have to do with what's called chazaka, the 3 year, what do you call it, three-year period of time where a person can establish presumptive ownership over something. Okay, halacha aleph. Shlosh shanim shemarna miyom liyom. So the 3 years that the Rambam talked about in the previous section, these are day to day. Afilu hayu chaser miyom echad. Even if you're missing one day, lo hechzik. So it's not considered a chazaka, and the claim of ownership is not valid. And therefore, we evict the guy from that area. What does this apply to? This applies to real estate that produces produce, so to speak, on a constant or benefits on a constant basis. Kohana batam, vachatzeros, houses, courtyards, boros, shichin, ma'aros, vachanuyos, vapundokos, and rechatzos. So again, caves, cisterns, pits, storage areas, hotels, bathhouses, the shuvachos, birdhouses, uvate, abadin. Also places where olive presses, v'sada beis hashlachin, and fields that are continuously irrigated, shemashkos tamid, v'zorimba, we plant there, v'notin, v'aginos, v'apardesin, also gardens, etc. V'chein avadam lachin k'moshvanu, also two servants who walk on their own, who are able to work on their own initiative. Aval sada habal, right, but when it comes to a field, shehi shosem meg sham levad, that is only supplied by rain, not irrigation, state ilan, right, as well as a like an orange grove, for instance. Ainam, that's not considered 3 years from day to day. So rather, if a person partakes of three harvests in 1 year, harehi, that's considered like 3 years. Ketzad, for example, haisa sadetvarm. Let's say there was a grove of dates. The geder shlosh gederos, right, and the person harvested 3 times. Osada navim, or there's a vineyard. And he harvested grapes 3 times. Osada zeitim, or olives. Masak shlosh masikos, and he does three, what do you call it, olive stuffs. Harei iluk shoshanim is considered like 3 years. Mehechzik, that's a chazaka. Even if the trees are planted one after the other, and there's not enough space that's supposed to normally be between them, shahari sofam yavesh, which means eventually they're going to go ahead and die. Hov Oakland, since he, what do you call it, derived benefit from them from 3 harvests in a row, Shlosh Tvuos, Hechzik is considered a good chazaka. Okay, halacha base. Whoops, sorry about that. Havi Edim, let's say, what do you call it, someone brings witnesses, Shahaya Dar Bechatzazu. Let's say he has witnesses that testify that he was in the courtyard for 3 years, Osha Shachar rented for the years, or he's a chazaka, that's considered a good chazaka. Ta'an Balachatzar, let's say the owner of Chatzar says no. Maybe you or the other person didn't live there during the day and then at night. Or Shema Ilu Shiskiwilahem Lo Shachnuba. Or maybe the people who rented it also didn't live there day and night. Hari Zu Taina. So that's considered a what it called claim. So therefore we tell the person who's trying to express the Hazaka, O Tavi Edim Shishanim Ilu Gmoros Biomalila. Always tell like either bring witnesses to prove that you were here continuously day and night, or get out. Afilubo Edim Amru. What do you call it? And even witnesses come and say, Lanu Hiskir, right? They say the person who's in possession rented the field to us, Vanu Darnu Babi Yom Laila. We live there day and night. Vitan Bala Chatzar, the owner of the Chatzar makes a claim, Amar Yavu Edim Shadar Babi Yom Laila. But the witnesses come and say that we dwelled here day and night. Srikhan Ila Sokhan Havi Raya Shadar Batamid. So the people who are renting it have to bring proof that they were living there constantly. Shazad Dabar Tali Bahem, because that's dependent on them. The Ain Tali Batina Samaksik. And that's not considered based on the claim of the person trying to establish a Chazaka, Kadesha Idulo. What do you call it? That they should testify on his behalf. Second halacha gemal. Sorry, 1 second. One second, sorry. Come on, there you go. 1 second. Sorry, it's going so slow. All right. Hayez Machzik. Let's say, what do you call it? The person is trying to establish chazaka, Edim Shadarba, or the witnesses. What do you call it? What do you call it? Who are living there? Shadarabam. Let's say that, for instance, they're traveling salesmen who travel from city to city. Tono solo, right? So in such a situation, the court can make a claim on behalf of the owner at the beginning. Because you have the chazaka, when he brings witnesses to buttress the claim of the chazaka, bring witnesses that you were there, establishing the chazaka day and night. This applies to houses and courtyards. They're made to live in day and night. But let's say, what do you call it? Stores that are operated by storekeepers. You don't live in them, only during the day. So if the guy lived in there, so to speak, or used it 3 years in a row during the day, that's considered an assumption of ownership. The 3 years that we've been talking about for chazaka are consecutive. For instance, let's say a person's possession of a field and he planted 1 year, left it alone 1 year, planted 1 year, left it alone 1 year. That's not considered. I feel also in Ken Kamashanim, if he does it after year after year like this, 1 year planting, 1 year not doing anything, lo hexik, danakazaka. Hayadarchan shivane oso makam lahovir. Let's say the custom of the people in the area is to leave it alone, not plant. Afish miksasan zoran shana achar shana. Even though some people plant year to year, miksasan zoran shana avir shana, but some people don't, and they plant 1 year and leave it fallow 1 year. Or is the hexik considered good chazaka? Shri Omer, because you could say, lohuvarti, osa, right? I didn't leave it alone. Elikadishadasa harbe vishana hazria, because I didn't plant that 1 year, so I can go ahead and get like a massive, what do you call, haul when I plant in the following year. Halacha hey. Shnei shutvin, let's say two partners, shev ziklu besada sheshana. So let's say the two artists have possession of a field for 6 years. Ha'echad achla rishona ushlishus misha. So the first guy, one person gained benefit from it first, third, and fifth year. The second guy from the second, fourth, and sixth. Lo also chazaka l'akum. Neither of them get a chazaka. Shrei balakarka omer, because the owner of the field can say, came so easy v'lo shemati shechzik v'adam echad shana chashana. There wasn't one individual who tried to establish a chazaka year after consecutive year. Neizel lo machisi. That's why I didn't protest. The v'lachzir for imkos v'lo shotzen shtarbenayim. Let's say the partners write a contract between them, shishtam shuba, that they'll use it shana achashana, year after year, kemen shavar shalshanim, after 3 years go by, then also in chazaka, chazaka works. Shashtar, yishlo kol, because the legal document is public record, vahova lo micha, and since he didn't protest, avot zchuslo, he has no rights anymore. Vunin leved, this applies to a servant, shehechziku bo shnayim, the two people have possession of him, nishtam shuba shana achashana, and each one, they use them year after year, im kosu shtar b'nein, if they make a shtar in between them that they're doing this, then a rehechziku is considered a good chazaka. Halachavav. Achla shana zeh maksik. Right? Let's say a person establishing a chazaka benefits from 1 year, umachar, he sells it, the achla halokeach shana, and then the purchaser benefits from a year, umachar lokeach sheni, right? And then he sells it to a second guy, the achla shana, and he eats it for a year. Im marchu zeh zeh b'shtar. If they each sold to each other using a legal document, shloshtam mitzarfin, the three are considered combined together. Reizu chazaka v'shlo micha. It's considered a good chazaka since he didn't protest, the original guy. V'im machu shlo b'shtar, they sold it without a contract. Ein a chazaka, it's not considered a chazaka. Shabbat ha-mishan ha-marmon, the original owners can say, kevan shlo amad ba'ish echad shlo shanim, since one guy wasn't there for 3 years straight, lo hutzrach di limchos, I had no reason to protest. Lach zayin. Achla av shana v'ben shtayin. Let's say a father derived benefit for 1 year and the son too, ha'av shtayin ben shana, or vice versa. Avshana beben shana, v'lokeach min beben shana, or let's say the father 1 year, the son 1 year, and the purchaser from the son 1 year, harizu chazaka, that's considered to be a good chazaka, v'hu shalaka kukshtar, again, as long as it was purchased using a legal document. Lakakas. Akhla b'fnei av, let's say a person trying to establish a chazaka partakes of produce for a year in the presence of the father, shaya bala sadeh, right, who was the owner. Shana for a year, but in front of his son 2 years. Or in front of the av for 2 years, and in front of the son for one. Or 1 year in front of the father, 1 year in front of the son, and 1 year in front of the purchaser from the son. That's considered chazaka. That's only in the condition when the son sold the field together with all of his other fields, and where the person trying to establish a chazaka will not appreciate and know that it was sold. That's he wasn't careful with the contract. Let's say the son sold this field as a discrete property. There's no greater protest against the claim of the machzik than this. Nara shana akashana. Let's say a person leaves a field to not grow year after year. A field of kamashani in a number of years. Since he didn't benefit from it, it's not considered chazaka. So too, if he started irrigating it. Upasach v'shadad b'vad, or let's say he did just did a little digging, like move some dirt around. Hobel achapera, since he didn't benefit from the field itself, specifically from like the produce, for instance, ain't a chazaka. That's not considered a chazaka. Lachiyad zar below here v'yachum. Let's say a person who's trying to establish chazaka plants and did not make any profit from it. Ella zera kor v'asav kor. Rather, he sowed a kor and got a kor out of it. Lo hechzik, it's not considered a chazaka. Shalonena. It's not considered benefiting from the field. Let's say he what do you call let's say the guy goes ahead and he harvests a field of straw. It's not kazakov, makom darkom lizra l'shachas. But if the place it's norm if it's in a country, so to speak, where they normally would plant to harvest straw, the nature dama bikarin, because the straw is very expensive, harezu kazaka, that's considered to be a kazaka. Achla orla shvius, right? Let's say a person took possession of a field that's in orla field or kilayim field, afi shenene b'avera, even though he's benefiting from a sin, harezu kazaka. It's still considered a good establishment of ownership. Like a gimel, let's say the property that he's looking for was a stone or some sort of rocky area, she'ena royal Israel, that you can't really plant there. It's royal Royula. He has to benefit from that, which he normally would benefit from that area. Peros. For instance, spread out fruits to dry, or yamid bobahema, or leave an animal there to graze. If he doesn't benefit in a way that normally could benefit from such a situation, for 3 years, then he has not established a chazaka. Let's say a person ties his animal in a specific place, chavero, in a courtyard belonging to somebody else. So shahaya megadol sham tanagolan, or he's growing chickens there, or mamid sham tanavikran, or he puts like an oven there, or shenashan tam zivlo, or he puts his fertilizer there. Ben shemid sham bechitza ben shlomid. Whether or not he put up a barrier, im nishdamish varim elu. So if he uses the property for the purposes during the day, for 3 years straight, day and night, and he claims that the owner of the courtyard of Amar, that you gave me this place, or you sold to me, harizu, that's considered establishing a chazaka. In the field where that's surrounded by a fence, and the person who's establishing a claim, he comes vizara together, he plants outside the fence, and you basically benefit from any area that's not protected by the fence. Apish achlu shana achashana, even though he benefited year after year, but also lo chazaka, it's not considered a chazaka. Shabbatim tona and v'omrim, the owners can make the claim and say, kevin shera'inu shezre'a makam mufkar, since he's ready, we saw him plant in an area that is ownerless, so to speak. Amarnu, we said to ourselves, kamash zara chayas asada tochlenu. Anything he plants, the animals will eat. L'vigach, that's fine in protest. This applies to any area where a person plants where it's not guarded. Rather, it's a place where people, it's accessible to people and to animals. Therefore, he's not establishing chazaka in such a way. Halacha des Zayin, achla kula chutz mibeis rova. Let's say a person who's trying to establish a chazaka derives benefit from the property area, except for one part where you can plant rove a quarter of a what do you call it, of a kav, hechzik bakula. He gets possession of the entire field except for one little area. Even if it's like a rocky area in the middle of the field, since he didn't use it properly, it's not considered a chazaka. Let's say one person took possession of trees and got benefit from them, and another guy comes along and tries to establish a chazaka by planting on the real estate and then eating its fruits. And each one makes the claim against the other that the entire thing belongs to them, and I am the purchaser. The person who had the chazaka on the trees who benefit from them for 3 years, he gets the trees and the real estate that's the property around them that's required for the trees to grow. Right, and that is what it called a space in which a person's picking fruit. With his basket outside of each tree. The guy who establishes the chazaka on the land, Yishol Sharkarka, gets the rest of the land in that area. So too, Elon, a person benefits from the produce of a tree for 3 years, Vitan al Bal Elon, and makes a claim on the owner of the tree, Atamachartali Elon, you sold me both the tree and the land. Elon, he gets the amount of land equivalent to the thickness of the tree until the depths of the ground. Halacha Yukes, Sada Elon. Excuse me. So that Elon Shahayubo Shloshim Ilanos. So the field, a field of Elon, a tree in it that has excuse me, state Elon, a field of trees that has in it 30 trees, Bisok base Shloshim, which is enough for 3 sa'in of grain, Vachal, Asar Bashan Bashani, eats 10 of that first year, Vasar Bashan Shia, 10 the second year, Vasar Bashan Shish, 10 the third year, Hoksak Bakal, to Kamiko Zaka. Vushayu Asarash Achamufuzaras. As long as the 10 of the 8 are spread out, the whole base Hashalosh sign through the three souls, the three sign. And the other fruits didn't, the other trees didn't produce fruit. But the other trees produce fruit. He doesn't get a chazaka only from that which he benefited from. And finally, the chacham ben Barmanis is why bishachol mixas peros. one eats from some of the fruits, ubazazu ha'am shar peiros. And let's say the people took the rest of the fruit. But let's say he left the fruit on the trees and benefited from them. He ate, what do you call it, from one tree here, one tree there, one from this grove, that grove, mikol sadeh, hechzik mikol sadeh. He gets a chazak on the entire field, afish lo asa kol perseya, even though he didn't gather all the produce. That ends Perek Yud Beis, and we'll continue with Perek Yud Gimel next time.